T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Going to the Islander game tonight because it's what we do. Sports talk show hosts going to sporting events.
This is like your first one. Big shot over here.
Yeah.
You're finally.
That's what I do, Evan. I go to sporting
you're
events.
You're finally coming to a sporting event.
Went to a couple basketball games last week. Going to a hockey game tonight. Oh, yeah.
Now, when you went to the one basketball game you went last week, you left early.
Yes, I did.
Now, tonight.
It was a 20-point game. Come on.
The Nets made a gallant comeback.
Yes.
Tonight,
yep.
We are probably going to walk in late to the Islander game simply because of traffic. Will you leave this game early, or are you going to stay the duration?
I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay.
Look at this.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. Hey, Tommy, get me Dylan on the horn real quick, will you? I'm going to stay.
Why? All
right. Well, because, you know, I love my niece. And she graciously invited us to go.
Mm-hmm.
I know she's going to stay.
Right.
And I know we're probably going to get there a little late because of traffic.
Right.
So I'm going to stay.
Good job out of you.
Yeah. And there's going to be wings.
What if it's 5-0 Islanders?
I'm staying.
What if it's 6-0 Sharks?
I'm staying.
What if the game goes to overtime?
Are there wings still to be eaten?
No, because you ate them all.
That's a tough call then. That one's a tough call. Oh, and I got to make sure there's blue cheese, too. No ranch. Can't have ranch. Here, oh, real quick. So you asked my thought on the Giant-Dolphin game.
Yeah, you have, I think, predicted every result of the Giants season correct this year. And here we are on Thursday, 10-6, and you haven't really said a word about what you think's going to happen on
Sunday. You know what's funny? This is the first week I'm unsure. It's the I'm going to tell you what I think. But I've been uber confident and been dead on with every Giant game this year. That being said, I'm really feeling it this week because the Giants offense sucks. The Miami defense is playing very, very well, as we just enumerated before the break. But I hate their offense, too. I know the Giants are underdog. They're on the road. And the Miami Dolphins have won 4 in a row, blah, blah, blah. I think it's like 17-16, but I think the Dolphins will win the game. I do not buy in.
But you're not saying this confidently.
No, but I got to go out. Listen, it's my job to tell you my opinion. I think the Miami Dolphins are going to win the game. And then I think that begins the end of the Joe Judge era here in New York.
So now you're going into Giants lose this game and Joe Judge is going to get fired?
I think this is what happens. I think if I'm right and the Dolphins win the game,
mm-hmm.
I think the Giants go into a nasty free fall.
Tailspin.
I do.
And I mentioned earlier that
I think they're holding on. They're barely holding on right now.
Right, right.
And if they lose this game, which effectively ends their season.
4-8. Yeah.
I think you see a tailspin that we've all seen before, and it ain't going to be pretty.
And that's the only thing that I think would cost Joe Judge's job, a tailspin. You know, winning 7 games is not going to get him fired.
You can't bring in a new GM next year and not let that guy pick the coach.
You can. I've seen it before.
I know, you can't.
I've seen it.
But you agree, you can't.
Yeah, but
it's bad for business.
But you're looking at it the wrong way. What if they and by the way, I'm not defending this. I'm just describing this. What if they bring in a general manager at the blessing of the head coach?
I don't like it that way. It don't work that way.
It works that way when you have an established head coach, yes.
If you build Belichick,
when Andy
Reid
brings in his own GM, it works. When it's Joe Judge coming off 2 losing seasons, it's a tough sell. But I wonder if that's where John Mara's going to go.
You know what? Who knows? Everything they've always done has been kind of an in-house move, right?
Exactly.
I would hope that they've learned their lesson that doesn't work for them. Their house is infested. you got to go outside of the house and get the answers.
And who's going to hire the person outside the house?
It's got to be John Mara. He owns the team.
You trust him to do that?
I have no choice. He owns the team.
I know, but that's the bad spot you're in.
Do I trust Tom Carvel to come out with good flavors at Carvel? Who else am I going to trust? He owns it.
There's like 15 other places to get ice cream.
Yeah.
If you're a Giant fan, you're done. You're a Giant fan.
Which is why I want to thank Tom Carvel for the brown bonnet. He got it right. And because Wednesday's saucer day.
Ah.
That's exactly right. I know Wednesday's Sunday. That's how a lot of you people say it. For me, it was flying saucer day.
Flying saucer.
Yeah. Gotcha. Saucer day. Hmm. Yeah. Do I call Mr. Friendly up and say, thank you for the fribble? You bet your ass I do.
Is there going to be ice cream in the box tonight?
Well, let's ask Dylan. She's on the horn right now. Hey, Dilly Dill, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
Evan, in addition to all the other requests he's made, wants to know.
You just demanded blue cheese on your chicken wings, and you're saying I make requests?
Can you make sure there's blue cheese in the box for the wings?
Oh, of course.
Thank you. Because I don't eat ranch.
No problem.
Just so you know.
I'm so sorry.
Like, if there's ranch, I don't know if I can come tonight. I only eat blue cheese. I know Evan made a bunch of requests, wings, antipasta salad. He also wants ice cream. Sad to him.
No, I said, would there be ice cream? I didn't demand it the way you have.
You demanded ice cream for tonight.
No, I did. I simply asked the question.
When you ask, it's like, here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's like when someone says to you when you're at dinner, well, that looks good. And the person goes, do you want a bite?
You're right. There's an obligation.
Yeah. You're like, yes.
So how do I phrase that differently, though?
Yeah. Can I please have ice cream with hot fudge and sprinkles? Anyway, we're really excited to go to the game tonight. I reached out to the owner of the Islanders. He asked me to bring them a win because he's out of the country tonight. So it's on me tonight. So I'm happy to bring your team
good.
A W, okay?
It should be on, like, someone else, not you.
I also reached out to Matt Martin and told him I expect a goal tonight since I'll be in the building.
Mm.
So yes, I got you covered. I got you covered both ways there, okay?
Yes, and there will be ice cream and Shaquille O'Neal's chicken burger will be.
So let's go. So we got Shaquille O'Neal chicken.
Nice.
Wings, antipasto, ice cream.
We got some sushi, cookies, and all that good stuff.
Sushi and cookies. Yeah. Cookies. I'm not leaving.
You're going to live there after this.
Now, you know.
I had to find a way to make you stay, so I had to bring the food in.
You did the right thing, and I just told Evan I'm going to stay to the very end of the game. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun night tonight.
And by the way, if the Islanders win, we are never going to hear the end of it. It will be Craig who brought the Islanders that elusive victory at UBS.
You haven't won there yet, so, you know.
I know.
Now, who are they playing?
The Sharks. The San Jose Sharks.
You're playing the San Jose Sharks tonight?
Yes.
Are they any good?
They've won four of their last five, so they are on a bit of a streak. But, you know, we just got back our captain and the best defenseman in the league. So
who?
I'm feeling pretty hopeful. Pelech.
What's his first name, Craig?
Anders?
No. That was a good guess, though, because of the fact
Anders
it's the same first initial, and Anders is on the team. So good.
I don't know, Anton something.
Anton.
Yeah.
Adam.
Now,
Adam.
We're going to bust out of here at, like, 6:30. So, obviously, it looks like we'll probably be a couple minutes late, but we're really looking forward to it and can't wait to hang with you and watch some Islanders hockey at UBS.
Yeah.
Hopefully someone's got an extra large sweatshirt for me because I'm coming rocking and rolling.
Can't wait.
All right, we'll see you in a couple hours, okay?
Okay, see you.
All right, babe, be good. That's
We had somebody on hold.
Bye-bye, SNY. Thank you, Grub, to the hub.
We had somebody on hold about 2 hours ago. We unfortunately never got to him, but he wanted to make a point, and you just rekindled my brain by that comment.
Yeah.
How dare you sit here on... You'll hear. How dare you sit here on the radio criticizing Max Scherzer looking for free tickets? Mm. He's already making all this money, and you
it's
are
crazy.
Outwardly begging for a free Islanders hoodie.
I don't care. I don't want an Islanders hoodie.
You've asked for it five times on the air.
No, I just felt like if you wanted me to represent while I'm there, and then I'll give it away to someone who needs a hoodie.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
It's called you wearing a hoodie.
No, I'm coming.
Half the stuff you wear, you got for free.
This I did.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's because I'm friends with people.
Tom Izzo, our digital guy, needs to keep track of this. He used to keep track of my sports wearing stuff.
Yeah.
How often Craig wears things that was given to him for free?
Actually, not often, to be
honest.
Yes. Really? Not as often as you might think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, are we talking all clothes or just like shirts?
I'm talking shirts and hats, the things that we can see, I can see. Because I'm not looking at your pants.
A hat I got for free.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
2 for $2 today. Okay. I'm going to write this one down.
I did get the hat. But I've been wearing this hat all week.
That's fine.
You know why? Because it bothers a guy on Twitter.
That you're wearing a Syracuse hat?
No, that I'm wearing like a wool hat indoors. So out of principle, I'm wearing it.
Oh, it's the wool hat that bothers
you? Yeah, guys really ticked off of me. Who wears the wool hat indoors? All right. So I'll just wear it every day now.
So because of one guy on Twitter, you're keeping your head
extra
warm?
That's right. FM. That's right.
Yeah. What the hell is wrong?
That's what I'm doing. That's exactly right. Wrong. Look at all these fake congratulations going on in there.
What's going on?
Really happy for you. Yeah, you guys like
BT. You don't think Lugie's
fakest thing?
You don't think Lugie's really happy for him?
No, he doesn't even know Brandon's name.
Lugie, had you ever talked to BT before today?
No,
honestly.
Honestly, I've talked to BT a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, they're both wrestling fans, I guess.
Huge.
Here's Big Tony in Brooklyn. Yo, Big Tony, what's good? Hello.
How you doing, my friend?
How are you, sir?
Well, listen, you know, as a bookmaker, I think you should announce as a public service message, as you do, that any parlay bet is a sucker bet.
Yes.
And so is the reverse. You know, both of them are both bookmakers' bets. It's hard enough to win a straight-up bet.
Yep.
But when you bet two, you're just a complete loser.
Yeah.
We make more money on football than any sport at all.
They make, so it came out, it's a fascinating thing, Big Tony. Nevada did $1.1 billion in October. New Jersey did $1 billion in October as well. And if you take the bricks and mortar casino, so you know table games, roulette, pie gal, all that stuff, they made more than 50% of all their net revenue on parlay wagers.
Absolutely,
That's right.
And people are suckers, and they keep betting it, even though you tell them that.
I try.
They continue to do that. They get greedy. They think they're going to win. They're going to hit big. But you got to win two bets to win one bet.
And it's hard enough to win one. And I tell you, the only bet dumber than a parlay is a teaser.
Teasers are bad, but the reverse is right up there.
Yeah, reverse is very similar without complicating it to people. It's like a parlay. It's similar.
Bookmakers love football. It's our best bets. I wish they were playing all year.
Yeah, I hear you because no one's betting the French Open, right?
I hear you. Well, I'm welcome back. Love you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back and say hello to Evan, even though he's a Mets fan.
Are we going to have dinner at Michael's one day or Brooklyn Roots? Like, what's up?
Well, whenever you come, we'll take care of you in Brooklyn. We bring you to the Frost Street restaurant.
I'm in. All right, be well.
You
stay
been there?
I have not.
What a great restaurant.
What's the name of it?
You got to go there. It's home cooked.
What's the name of it?
Frost Street Restaurant, Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
I hate to say I've never been there, but I'll take you up on the offer one day soon. Thanks, Big Tony. Brandon Tierney's going to stop by and say hi. He is familiar to many of you. Many of you may have never heard of him. I don't know. But you'll be hearing about him shortly because he's joining the team with Tiki Barber. And Tiki's coming on, too. There you go. And guess what? He's wearing makeup.
Who is? Tierney?
Yeah.
Maybe you should take the advice.
Oh, good point. 877-337-6. Dude, I wore it for 10 years. I'm just busting balls.
I'm just saying.
And by the way, you ain't lying. I need to.
I mean, I've seen the way your face looks on TV.
And now that he's here, now that we're going to be the Wonder Ball twins, I'm going to have to get in better shape. It's going to be a whole thing.
He's definitely got you beat.
It impacts me more than I need it to impact me. You know, I was the only bald guy here, so I could be a couple pounds overweight.
He's a bigger Knick fan than you.
No, stop with that.
I'm sorry.
That's
call it like it is, bro. See?
Again, you try to divide us.
I'm not dividing. I'm being honest. What do you want me to lie?
Unlike you and Keith, we don't rank each other.
We don't rank each other either.
I'm a fan. He is a fan. Together, we're the Wonder Ball twins.
Okay.
Form of a basketball. Shape of Charles Oakley. Da, 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 da. That's all.
You have your own theme song, too? That's cute.
We'll come up with that. Oakley lost his case against Dolan, by the way. Bring the game changer, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Perfect for your tailgating celebration. Head to your local retailer or log on to drizzly.com. Make sure Jack Daniel's is part of your football game day plans. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Make it count. Please. Please. Drink and tailgate responsibly. We'll talk to BT in a second.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Brandon Tierney's got some nice kicks on today. That's how I judge men. What kind of wheels you come in with?
So you don't like my slip-ons that my wife just bought me with no shoelaces?
You're not a shoe guy, to be fair.
No.
No, I know.
I tell my wife, $50, buy me something without shoelaces, and she does it.
I'm going to get you a gift certificate at the GOAT so you can go buy a nice, legitimate pair of kicks for Christmas.
Yeah.
That'll be my gift to you.
That's very sweet.
Brandon Tierney is here. This is one of those weird things where, you know, good fortune for some, unfortunately, means other people are no longer working. So I want to be sensitive to that. But good to see you, BT.
What's happening, buddy? How are you, Craig?
Doing great. Yeah. The voice of St. John's.
The Johnnies.
No, is in the building?
Mink is the voice of St. John's. Mink is the voice of St. John's.
Is he still doing games?
Yeah, thanks for listening. Evidently hasn't tuned in yet this year.
I don't know.
Is he still doing games?
What else is he doing?
My favorite part of Brandon Tierney and John Minko doing a game is... You say something. It doesn't even matter what it is. Could be about the game. Could be about the Knicks. And then Minko's like, bop, 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 bop.
But you're the analyst?
I'm the analyst.
Yes.
He is the worst and I love the guy. He's the worst. He is incapable of ad-libbing.
Right.
He can't do it.
Yeah.
So, and he gets, like, nervous and he gets awkward, but he laughs and
gives a giggle.
I know that that's coming, so I purposely make it more awkward.
Well, let me mention that.
Brandon, love the guy.
Brandon's in studio, and they tell me Tiki Barber's on the line as well. Tiki, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, fellas. How are you all?
You couldn't make it here today for the big announcements? You're too busy?
I'm traveling tomorrow. I'm heading out to Seattle, so I had some things to take care of this afternoon.
Fair enough.
It is what it is.
He's got to go to the dispenser and get some good stuff.
By the way, I'm in for a hundy.
Yeah, you know what? Double it. Bring back some good nuggets. What do you think? Pre-rolled stuff, okay?
Yeah, so it's legal. It's legal, and I got the card on me. I'll prove it if you need to see it.
I hear you.
So, meanwhile, Tiki Barber, like, people thought Tiki might have been, like, bougie when he was a player, as a lot of players are. But I read the story about your marathon day experience. Mm. My man.
That was not fun.
Not fun. You got a police escort to the starting line.
No, hold on.
What?
I took an Uber.
True story.
I took an Uber to the start, but I was on the wrong side. I'm on the Brooklyn side.
Right.
This marathon starts on the Staten Island side. And, you know, those couple steps on the five boroughs, one's got to be in Staten Island.
Correct.
And at the bridge, it's closed. You can't walk across it. So I'm talking to the state police, trying to get them to let me across. He said, you got to get approved. So I called. I finally got in touch with the head of operations for the marathon. He gave that guy the okay, and the guy was like, I know who you were, I just couldn't let you go. I just needed the okay.
Yeah, but gotta respect that.
But you leave out, I don't know if it's the best part, but you leave out an important part. He did the Alabama game the night before.
Right.
And then he drove to Atlanta, he slept for an hour, and he ran the race for charity.
Yeah.
So it might sound
which
bougie,
he's always done, right?
Always for charity. Always done. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? And what'd you run it in? Under 4 hours?
9 hours.
Almost. BT, Sharp Tierney, as I like to call him, placed the over under it at 4:45.
Uh huh.
And he took his over, and I went over 4:47.
Very close.
You finished, wow.
Close.
2 minutes
close,
off,
man. Dude,
2 minutes off.
So I should say, and I know you heard me when you were on hold there, Tiki and Tierney, that's the name of the show. They're going to be our new midday show starting after the new year.
Yep.
And obviously, having known both of you guys for a very long time, I've been respectful of both of your careers. And I say this with due respect to Moose and Maggie, who are here for a long time as well. I do think you guys will be great additions here. Thrilled that we're coming on after you guys. And, you know, congratulations to both of you. I know it's been different journeys.
Yeah.
For you, Brandon, as a radio guy, always wanting to be on The Fan. And going out to Frisco to prove your worth and coming back and working at ESPN for a short time.
Yeah.
And then you guys connected at the network and made it here. So congrats. Listen, it's no such thing as an overnight success in this business.
Listen, there's not. And Tink, you obviously jump in. But the one thing that, and I feel like every time somebody gets hired by The Fan, like you have to communicate this. And I'll communicate this more thoroughly on the first show, but... So it's not lost on anybody, you know, what this means, certainly for us as a duo. Tiki and I have been together since 2013, but for me personally, right? So I interned at FAN in 97.
Okay.
All right? I was up in the promotions department with Brian Bruder. You guys probably know the name Brian.
Sure.
All right? No, you don't. You just yes me to death.
That's right.
You have no idea who he is. Right? I could tell you just the way he looked away from me. Yeah. He's got no idea.
Yeah, Brian,
anyway,
yeah, I know Brian. Right? Sure. Who doesn't know Brian? We used to go to Cup Diner all the time. Yeah.
Brian.
Legend of the business.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Brian. So, long story short, this was, I'm in the promotions department. I had no interest in being in promotions, but I knew that I wanted to get in the building. Like every other young aspiring broadcaster that just fell in love with FAN as a kid. And I would go to the back where they would cut promos. Schmooze was actually back there when I did this. And I recruited a fellow promotions intern. And I would just do these fake shows. I would just pull some unsuspecting. I would talk about the Yankees. We'd talk about the Knicks. This is when the Knicks and the Heat rivalry was insane. So that is the short story. The destination has always been this place, man. I've had reverence for The Fan my entire life. Craig, I know I've told you this privately. I think you're a radio wizard, man. I think you are so good at what you do. Evan, I don't think there's many people in the city that know sports the way you do. If anybody, quite frankly. A little nerdy, to be honest. Wow. And you got to work on the punches.
A little bit.
I mean, the guys in the morning, Boomer's a stud. Gio's a pisser. We are pumped to be here. I really
what
mean that,
you,
right, Zeke?
What are you most pumped to talk about? Because one thing I know about
not national stuff.
Well, no, I know, but you're
no more SEC football.
Oh, like I care about Notre Dame.
But I know you as a diehard Knicks fan, diehard Jet fan, which we can bond on, and the Yankees. What are you most excited to finally?
I'll tell you what I'm most excited for, Teak. And Tiki, by all means, Teak, you got to hop in. But
yeah, go ahead.
This is your
dream come true. I kind of grabbed your coattails 9 years ago and made something special. But this is special for you, I can tell.
Well, your name doesn't hurt, brother, so I appreciate that and the latitude to say that here. But I would say that what I'm most looking forward to is to be challenged. Like, I miss what I love doing when I was doing local down the dial or up that, whatever it was back in the day. I loved the energy that you can't replicate doing a national show. And I loved when somebody called up and brought it to the point where you know, when somebody challenges you, like you get that blood flowing that just didn't happen down the hall. And I love doing those shows and I love Teak, but I cannot wait to get back in the studio and connect with New York. I missed it. And I loved what I did. but I missed it.
Yeah, no, it's a different animal. Tiki, I'm sure you see it. You know, different broadcasts, stops along the way. Like, when you talk about New York in New York and you walk out the door, people hear you.
I know. Yep. Look, Craig, it's been 15 years, 15 plus years, but the battles I used to have with the host on this station were legendary, especially Francesco, when he would think he knew everything about the New York Giants and was telling me what I should be doing. You know,
no, he still thinks that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you guys, maybe you don't know this, but my first gig in media
was
WFAN. In my off season back in 1998, I was having issues, couldn't stay healthy. Lep Seltzer, our manager, said, "Teek, you got to divorce yourself from football just in case." And so I started doing overnights at the Fan, driving across the bridge. I lived on the Upper East Side, going across the Queensboro Bridge into this rat hole facility over there and doing overnights at 10 o'clock. Joe B was there. And I mean, it was like, what in the heck am I doing? But I learned to appreciate talking and doing radio. And it started me on a path through WCBS and then the Yes Network. I was there for a little
bit. You're doing stuff on Fox, right?
Fox News, that's right. And then obviously the Today Show. And then come back full circle with CBS Sports Network when Cherney, who hired me back then, brought me over to the national network. So, I mean, it's come full circle. Obviously, my delivery and energy is different than BT's, but it's just as passionate, especially with New York sports the way that they are right now. And, you know, for the first time in a while, BT and I are commiserating our respective football teams.
Yeah, it's nice to have some company in the exactly. in the outhouse.
How long did it take you to love doing it, Teek?
Radio?
It took a little bit. Like I always say to people, you know, it's like writing a column. Everyone's got one great show in them. Anybody could do one great show. It's who comes back the next day and the next day. It's a job. And I always marvel at athletes, guys like you, guys like Boomer, who are willing to come in every day to do it because you guys aren't everyday guys. You're ball players.
Yeah.
So I wonder, and you can't do it every day unless you fall in love with the art of doing it.
Yeah.
So I wondered how long it took you to get to that
spot.
Look,
I mean, you know, you guys know Brandon. He's awesome, but he's also challenging at the same time because of how his energy goes. But I give him credit for pushing me in the right direction to learn. Right. One of the things that was hard doing a national show is that I didn't know a lot about baseball. Right. I didn't know a lot about, you know, I love the NBA, but I didn't know the intricacies of the NBA and, you know, how guys play. It was just I was just a star follower, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And working with Brandon, probably 3 years, maybe 3.5 years, I started to pick it up. And he was intentional about teaching me things like you got to talk about this or understand this. This is why this means something, you know, on the diamond or, you know, who the rotation matters. It's not just the star pitcher, you know, the ace. And, you know, it took about 3 years. And at that point, I started to realize I can understand this in a way that I can talk about it as opposed to just, I don't know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Type of conversation. Yep. So it took about 3 years. So 6 years, we've been grinding at it. And
well, think about this too. You need the aptitude, but you need the work ethic to get to the point that you got to.
Yeah.
I've worked with ex-athletes in the past. I'll say this about Tiki. I don't know anybody that's more intelligent than Tiki. I really don't.
I mean, I can name a few.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you can start with yourself.
I got a list.
He's a smart guy.
I know.
He's probably one of the smarter guys in the building. Well-versed and intelligent and a quest to learn. So he was very adaptable to learning what, quite frankly, he needed to learn. And now it's second nature.
And now that you sold Thuzio, you got nothing but time to concentrate on radio, right?
I still got events to do. You know how that works.
I know.
Just because you sell something doesn't mean they let you walk out the door.
Well, listen, congratulations to both of you. I know it's a dream come true professionally for you, Brandon and Tiki. In your second life, I know you appreciate what WFN means to New York. And we look forward to working with you. And, you know, for us, open door, anything you guys ever need or want. And always pop in. And we look forward to working and coming on after you guys. And look forward to this new lineup of WFAN. I'm sure your family's all pumped up about it.
Everybody's pumped up, man. It's all good vibes. Everybody's
and here's
ready.
The son of a New York cop.
That's right. Not detective. Don't get it wrong.
Detective. They saw cop.
Wait, I thought he was a sergeant, BT.
That's right. Well, I when I got pulled over, I said he was a sergeant. And they let me go, actually.
You promoted him when you got pulled over?
That's an old story. You don't need to rehash that.
Anyway, it's that's
remember that ticket? That was hysterical.
That's New York.
That's right.
That's New York.
It's great. I can't wait. Thank you for opening the door. Great to to being with you guys.
Congrats,
and
guys.
New York, we'll see you January 3rd. I missed you guys.
January 3rd, Monday, the premiere of it's Tiki and Tierney.
No, it's Tierney and Tiki.
Tierney and Tiki, the T-Boys on the thing. Congrats to both of you guys.
Thanks, pal.
All right, looking forward to seeing you. And Tiki, get home safe. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, so there you go. All right. So it's a really a brave new world here at WFN. A lot of changes. With respect to those who are being replaced, I think WFN's got a very bright future ahead of it. Now, if we can just figure out, you know, somebody to replace Evan, we're all
Anthony Carton. He could be the guy.
By the way, Anthony wants the job.
Anthony could take the job. He'll work for a lot cheaper, right?
I told you what he said to me yesterday. It was great that my mic was on and Tommy had to ask permission.
No, I got to tell you, as he was on, I was thinking, how can we get rid of Dad? That's what I was thinking. Me, Anthony, and Sonny.
If you pay him
three
same,
person
it's all
show,
good.
Let's go.
You guys want to do that December 27th?
No, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, so am I, but we'll come in.
No, I'm going away.
I think I'm bringing the boys in for maybe like 2 hours.
That's awesome. You should do it.
I don't know. Have they talked to you guys? Are you guys doing our Christmas week of shows? We don't know. No. Why would
I have
you guys
no
know?
Idea.
Why would you know, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
You'd think we'd know by now.
I'll find out for you.
Oh, thanks. Let us know.
I'll do some checking. But I think I might come in that Monday.
With who? Sonny and Anthony?
With Sonny and Anthony.
That'd
yeah.
be tremendous.
The Carton boys.
You leave, let them two do it.
I can't do that.
Well, what do you mean, why?
Sonny would never get a word in. he would never speak.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.